It is January 8th, 2018. We have less than 365 days left to kick some serious ass. I am currently online with my buddy, magician, actor, TV host, Wayne Gauntz, as he'll be texting me throughout this segment, and we'll be working together on episode 9, This Is Not the Average Joe Show. Because without vision, you're wasting your time.
You have
your
one
time.
Life.
I'm not an entrepreneur.
College is bullshit.
Don't bully yourself and stand up
you
to yourself.
You need to find your why.
Never give up.
Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck.
All right, guys. It is January 8th, 2018. I hope that you are all self-aware and ready after the New Year's to bring on 2018. Very excited to be a part of it. What are your goals? I hope you still have your goals listed from what I told you a few weeks ago. I know I still do. And it is set in stone. No changing it, no touching it, only reading it every single day. Today's interesting. I've been thinking over the last week of what I wanted to talk about, and I've got a few things in mind for today. Perception. I talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago, but I want to go back to it because it's so intriguing to me, these stories that I hear that just change your mindset. And I have a t-shirt business called goingviraltees.com. And the whole point of that is I want words to be printed on t-shirts that make people think. For example, one of my favorite t-shirts that I designed was, if you lost all of your money, what would you be worth? Find that interesting, because wealth does not just have a monetary value. It's who you are as a person and the growth that we acquire over time up in our brains, not in our wallets. If they took all your money away, what would you be worth? And then there's another point to that too, another story, and this is actually funny. A friend of mine texted me the other day and said, was freaking out because he's very entrepreneurial spirited and has this business that he's growing, and he's dating this girl, but they're not ready to get married yet or settled down. And he called me freaking out because he said that she might be pregnant. And he was freaking out because he was like, dude, I don't know what to do, because if that's the case, everything that I've worked towards, like, I'm not ready for a baby yet. How am I going to, focus in on this business and all my dreams and aspirations with having a baby, and then I'm going to have to get married, and I'm just not ready for that yet. I've got so many other dreams I want to accomplish. And that made me think. I was like, so for a good week, he actually was working harder than ever before. And I asked him, I'm like, man, you're kicking butt. I'm watching you. And he goes, well, yeah, because I've got 9 months to get my shit together. I've got 9 months, period. Like, if I don't do this now, I'm done. I've got 9 month window to accomplish everything that I thought I'd have years to do. Turns out she wasn't pregnant. But it's interesting to me that something like that could change your way of thinking, your importance of what you want to do. It gives you kind of a push, because you don't have a choice, right? It's very intriguing to me. There's always something. When you're working towards a goal, there's always something that can push you there faster and harder. Sometimes it's the scare of a pregnancy. Sometimes it's an eviction notice, and you've got to find thousands of dollars to pay your landlord, and you've got 5 days to do it. Sometimes it's a quota that you have to hit at work, or you lose your job. Another quick story about making something a priority, or being forced to make it a priority and pushing you to the next step. This story, I told you in a previous podcast, but I'm going to say it again. Pretend you're on a building, a skyscraper, right? And there's another skyscraper with your wife or husband, boyfriend, girlfriend on the other side. Would you jump to get to them and risk falling to your death? Why? You probably wouldn't risk that, right? But what if that building was on fire and it was a life or death situation? Would you jump? Absolutely. Everybody would jump. They would risk it because what happened? Your priority changed. Your motivation to do something changed. And I find it interesting in human psychology that we can do whatever we want. Whether we own a business or have a brand or starting a project that we want to accomplish, something we want to do, whether we want to write a book. But you have to find your why. You have to find your motivation. Your why is just that. The building's on fire, and you've got 10 seconds. There was a couple years ago, a Michigan State football game. There was 10 seconds left. All they had to do was punt the ball away. Game over. The defense did not give up. The ball was snapped. The punter was hit. Fumbled the ball. And the other team, Michigan State, went all the way to the end zone and scored. And they won. 10 seconds left. That was their motivation. If they had 5 minutes left, they probably would have let the punt go, and that would have been that, right? You've got 5 days before you're evicted. You've got 3 days left before that loved one passes away. What's your why to get it done? You have to find that. You have to find it. And once you find it, play it on repeat every day. One of I'll share with you one of my biggest whys, my motivation. And it has always been this way. And it's been revenge. I know that sounds terrible. That's a bad word, revenge. But to me, it works great. I use my downfalls, my failures, I use that to propel me. I actually have on my wall in my bedroom a picture of a test that I took a few years ago, and this test I had to pass to keep this job. I failed it. I needed a 70%. I got a 63%. I frame that, and I look at it every single day, and it hurts, but success is painful sometimes. But that's what motivates me, and I know everybody else is different. Not everybody uses revenge to their success. But to me, that's my why. I look at the people who doubt me, who my haters, if you will, because I can't wait to prove them wrong. I can't wait until my face is everywhere and they can't ignore me, even when they try to block me out of their lives. They're not going to be able to, because I know they are wrong. And that's just me. My buddy Wayne says, revenge will never bring redemption. Sounds like a Star Wars quote, but I like that. And you're right, I've had a lot of my mentors tell me that that's unhealthy, that succeeding based on your haters and your downfalls, or having revenge rather, it is unhealthy to propel you, to use that as your motivation. I disagree. I don't understand why that's a problem. I think there's a lot of social norms that we have in this culture of the United States of America, and that's one of them. But that's just me. I don't believe you should ever hate anybody, you know, but I believe when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that something is wrong and you know what is right, aren't you going to do what you can to prove that it's right? And I believe sometimes to prove that that's right and prove that they're wrong. And I love that. There's another quote. I'm Instagram live right now, actually. And my buddy Wayne says, better yourself by living, loving, forgiving, but never forgetting. And that's perfect. That's what I mean. I'm not the best communicator, so I apologize, but this is what I mean. And it was great. When I was going through a big breakup a few years ago, I hated. I had hate in my heart. And I learned something. It was the biggest thing I learned was forgive your enemies, but don't forget their names. And I feel like it's still okay to use that as fuel and fire to never go back there again. And you're right, don't hate anybody, but rise above it and prove them wrong. There's nothing wrong, I don't believe, and Wayne, correct me if I'm wrong, I want your take on this. There's nothing wrong with using your failures to propel you forward. Because I know what failure looks like, and in order to get past that, sometimes you have to look back and go, oh hell no, I'm never going back there again. And you know that cliche saying, you know, never look back. That's why they call it the past and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, those sayings are great, but here's my saying. You have to look back sometimes on your past so that going forward, you know where you came from and you know never to go back there again through those rough times. And I think that's okay. People get it so twisted today. They're like, oh, you know, I need to just forget my failures and just move on. And you're right, you need to move on. I don't think you should forget your failures, because I've remembered every single failure that I've ever had. And that's what propels me to keep moving forward. So keep moving forward, never give up. Here's my three rules that I live by and that I think you should live by as well. One, never give up. Don't let your failures ruin you. And two, don't forget your failures. Don't forget the hardest times of your life. But don't let them discourage you beyond repair. Use those, this is number three, use those failures and those haters to rise above, get better. Don't hate them. I mean, to be honest with you, this is the way I look at it. Where I am today in my life, living my dream in Los Angeles, working for an incredible company and growing my brand and having an amazing girlfriend, all has to do with my ex leaving me for somebody else and me being forced out of a town that I lived in for 3 years. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was the hardest thing that ever happened to me. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, and I never want to go through that again. But I have to say thank you. That sounds weird. But I have to say thank you for that happening to me, because it put me in a place of where I am today, which is perfect. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's crazy how sometimes your failures and your downfalls and the shit that happens to us in our lives is a blessing. And it's cool, because looking back now, people are always telling me this. Oh, it's a blessing in disguise. You always hear that saying, it's a blessing in disguise. And it's so true. Not all the time. Sometimes shit happens and you'll never know why. But for me, there has been instances of shit happening. And now looking back, I can reflect on that and go, wow, it sucks that had happened. I'm glad I got through it. It made me 10 times stronger. But, you know, another part of that is, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. I love Wayne just said one of my favorite quotes of all time by Rocky Balboa. He says, it's not about how many times you hit. It's about how many times you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not complain, saying you're not where you are because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that's not you. You're better than that. It's my all-time favorite speech. And it's so, so true. And another point that I want to make, moving forward, Gary Vee actually taught me this. Gary Vaynerchuk, my all-time favorite influencer, both in the social media world and a mentor of mine as well. He says, the worst thing you can do in your life is worry about what other people think of you. You have to get rid of that mindset and not give a quote-unquote fuck about whatever everybody thinks, because that is the most destructive thing you can do in your journey to success. So the whole premise of this episode is, change your mindset. Think of things differently. Find your why, because that is so important. And when I say find your why, I don't mean think of what motivates you and do that. I mean, think of what motivates you and take it to the extreme. Think worst case scenario. You know the saying, prepare for the worst, but expect the best. That's huge. You need to prepare that it's going to be harder than you think it's going to be, but also expect it to go very well. And that's going to do two things. Expecting it to go very well is going to keep you positive, and that's huge. That's a
something that I've learned lately, that being happy and being positive is going to change you in every way and make things better overall. But prepare for the worst. Do more than what is needed to get you to where you need to be. Because oftentimes that's what it takes to get to where you want to be. All right, guys, so that's all for today. I hope you all have a great January, and I will see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit NotTheAverageJoeShow.com and Facebook.com/NotTheAverageJoeShow. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Not the Average Joe Show.